What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of 13 years, my co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
My name is Marcus Tanksley, also known as Marcusine on the Gram, also known as Tank. Welcome to our podcast, the first one of 2021.
Woo!
God dang. It feel like we just crossed a finish line after running six marathons.
Yes, I felt like we crawled over.
Yeah. And somebody was shooting at us. Yes. And they actually clipped us a couple times.
And y'all, we're going to go into what all has happened to us between now and the last time you saw us.
Yeah.
But we want to handle some business first.
Mm-hmm.
The first order of business is thanking the three sponsors we have for this episode. I love that we're starting off 2021 with some dope sponsors.
Yes, absolutely.
So that'll be Apostrophe, Monk Pack, and Pipette. So we'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. And then, of course, our favorite people in the whole wide world we want to give a shout out to, and that is our Patreon.
What's good, Patreon?
We call them our immediate family. We also have pet names, or what do you call those, like terms of endearment for them?
Them heifers.
Angel Wings and Tanks Riders. If you are trying to fly with us or ride with us, go ahead and join our Patreon at www.patreon.com forward slash That Chick Angel. And for the low low of $5 a month, or you could pay for your year membership for $54, so you actually get a savings by doing it that way, you can see these podcasts live. And already our Patreon have gotten a show. You hear me?
Yeah, they have already. Before we pressed record,
Have been laughing at us
and popping.
So if you want to be able to enjoy that, go on over. And it's fine. Like, first of all, if you're just trying to test us out, it's only $5.
Yeah.
Listen, you have tested out stuff that's cost way more and regretted it. So
Try
us out. And if you hate
us,
It's only $5. You'll be all right. Oh, my goodness. So much. I almost don't feel like this episode deserves an In My Feelings, because I feel
really
like the
don't.
Whole
the episode,
episode
is in our goddamn feeling. 2020, as it was it was like throwing somebody, physically assaulting somebody and throwing them out of your house. And right before you got them across the threshold, they turned around and just punched you in the goddamn mouth. You still got rid of them.
Yeah.
But they got one last lick
before
they left.
That's such a good analogy.
Not that it's happened. But that's what it feels like.
It does.
At least for me.
And this is stuff that
it went down fighting.
Hadn't been shared with our Patreon. We only like people who are like close to us and were affected by what we were going through even know what was going on. Because there was so much. So I almost feel like, should we do a Tanksley Pride story unrelated to what we're going to fill them in on?
Nah, I can't. Like, what?
No, I'm saying you could go back. Oh, you could do a different story. I have a Tanksley Pride story.
Go ahead, and I might pick up on it.
Okay. So we have a segment, just in case this is your first time listening, called Tanksley Pride Story, or Tanksley Pride. We have four boys, ages 11, five-year-old twins, and then an 18-month-old, Amar. And our Tanksley Pride story is just a story about them, either something that they're currently doing, something that we're just learning about them.
Update, current, something that caught our attention.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Something on them.
Well, the one that most people know so well is my youngest, Amar, because he is he doesn't care about making his presence known. He doesn't care about what's happening. He gives no Fs. There you have it.
And people may say, you know, it's his age. Of course he don't care. Even if he did know what was going on, he wouldn't care. And I have a feeling that he does know what's going on.
Yeah, a part of me also thinks that too. He just doesn't.
He's a slumlord. That's what everybody's putting in, the slumlord. Yes, that's him.
And slumlord, landlord, Kev and Tony have nicknamed him the Republican.
Yeah.
Anyways, he now, on occasion, calls me by my first name. He calls me Angel. We're over here laughing because my mother is here watching the slumlord.
Yes, we can hear your phone, Miss Dorothy, so please leave the area or turn it down.
She's
Thank you.
Watching and we can hear our playback. My mother is also a part of the Patreon. Speaking of which, I'm going to come back to the story. This is another reason why you should be a part of our Patreon. At the end of 2020, my Patreon moderators and admins came to me and was like, do you think your mom would be willing to pray for us mm-hmm. before we go into 2021? And they were just, the person who suggested it was thinking just, you know, pray for the five of them. And I was like, huh. And then one of the admins was like, oh, for the whole group, for the whole Patreon. And, I was like, I know my mother will pray for anybody. She ain't got to know you. Like, you just tell her to pray, she will. So we had a
literally,
yeah,
we've seen people line up outside of a building for her to pray over. They didn't know her and she didn't know them.
Line
for
up
for hours.
Yes. Okay? To the point that I had to say, cut the line off. So anyways, my mom, and I did a prayer, a little short prayer service over Patreon. People were able to put in their prayer requests. Regardless of what your religious beliefs are, we still want you at Patreon. But, mm-hmm. you know, we prescribe to Christianity and we believe in the power of prayer over here. So it was just a blessing, one, for me to be able to have my mom use a gift that she's had for a very long time. Like I've mentioned in shows and episodes of stuff that I've done before that I had an older sister who was addicted to crack. And the thing we did in our family, me, my mom, and my sisters, we would pray for my sister every single night. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, my sister she's been sober from, or hasn't used in the sense of cocaine or
since
crack.
6 o'clock.
Shut up. It's been, I want to say, over 2 decades. And this is not to say that I don't believe in rehab and, you know, all that other stuff. But when those things aren't accessible to you, yeah. the power of prayer, we believe, is real. So, again, another reason to join our Patreon, because it's not just about exclusive content. You get an experience that you're not going to get any other place.
Call your family for a reason.
Right, exactly. So, anyways, Amar, as I was saying, is become this whole nother creature. And because he's so used to hearing, I think, his father yell for me and being like, Angel! Angel!
Because Angel can't hear y'all.
I can hear, but Marcus
Angel
is always...
Angel has selective hearing, so I yell until she can hear me.
No, Marcus has a problem with selecting other volumes and other intensity other than, I want something right now. Y'all see Amar's
now
attitude.
Now.
Y'all see Amar's attitude. He inherited it from his dad. So now...
You're from your family.
No. Now when Amar wants me, he be like, I know! I know! I know! And I'll be like, why are you calling me by my name?
He really does.
I'll be like, what exactly? I don't understand why mama wasn't enough for you. But I think he knows, okay, she responds to that crazy one. So maybe if I call her the same way. And then I just went to Costco yesterday and dropped way too much money. No, I didn't. I dropped enough because we're going to eat up everything. And so he sees me with these huge boxes because, you know, at Costco, they don't have any of the, the bags. You can either put it in the cardboard boxes or you take, so I bring it in the cardboard boxes. He's waving me in like, give me the box and I'll help you. So as I put the box down, he then begins to try to drag the box. I'm pushing it. He's not really accomplishing anything, but he thinks he is.
Yeah.
And he's giving me the sounds.
Smirk.
Well, no, he's also giving me the sounds of effort. I was like, oh, you getting it done? And then he claps for himself because he's like, I did a good job.
Clap, no, but he'll look at you like, hey, you see what's happening.
And then clap with me.
You need to join.
So he's just, I don't recall any of my other kids calling me by my name. Not like.
I want to say one of them did.
Did they? You might be right.
Like short, for a very short period, like once or twice.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was Kat.
Like,
it sounds like something Sai would do, though.
Like, Amar will say, Mama, obviously, especially if he's upset. But when he's just trying to get my attention, he's like, I know your name. And your name's Angel. So, Angel, get your butt over here.
Yeah, I'm still Daddy. Day.
I feel like over the holidays, you didn't hear him. I feel like he started cussing. And
I'm sure
I said, oh, his daddy.
No, that was all you.
No, he was saying, it sounded like he was saying, S-H-I-T. Who does he
100% of the time, he is with Angel.
Not 100%. You see how soon he gets, when you are home and he gets up in your lap, puts his head, he is mimicking you.
But he sleeps on me. That's all he wants to do is fall asleep.
And you, so he can pick up more of your energy. Every 5 minutes. That's not me. Shit. No, it's not me.
Shit. That's you.
No.
Just like champagne ain't in that orange juice.
No. I don't say that at all. Okay?
Ooh, y'all. The devil is a lie.
And I don't
so
know.
So is Angel.
You a lie. Do you have a Tank Sleep Pride story before we go in?
No, I ain't got no pride story. I mean, I do. I don't know. It's so much.
You could. How fun was it for the snowball fight?
We had a snowball fight. Little fake snowball fight. It was, Angel got these cotton snowballs. And originally the kids thought they were just coming out to, you know, to play with the snowballs. Of course, I'm standing around
the corner.
No,
they thought they were coming to help you fix something. That's what I told them.
Oh, is that what you told them?
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing out in the backyard. And of course, I just start wailing on them. Uh-huh. I truly do hope that they get one of those real snowball fight moments.
Oh, they will.
Like, that was the best time when I was a kid coming up. Being out there with, like, all my cousins and mm-hmm. my brothers and sisters and just around our, like, in New Zion is where I grew up. Around that entire thing, it was like nothing was off limits. Like,
yeah. I can believe it.
That's the best. And then your hands getting, you know, you're doing enough to where your hands ain't getting cold from picking up the snow. It's the best. Anyway, they had a good time. They ran around. Trying to attack me with these snowballs.
We should go somewhere cold this week.
Where?
I don't know. Wherever there's snow. Like Big Bear.
I don't think there's snow right now.
Let's find out. We could go, especially because we could go during the week. Back?
Yeah.
We could go during the week is what I mean to say.
Yeah, I know. So that was fun. Just them coming out doing that. Amar, he's running around with one snowball in his hand, just like, like walking up, like chasing people with a snowball, like you gonna get every piece of this snowball yelling. Right here. With one foot on, one shoe on.
At one point in time, he just had one hand up in the air and was yelling as he ran in a circle.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna match the chaos I see.
If for those of y'all who don't know, we have a family vlog on my YouTube channel where you can also watch this podcast. My YouTube channel is That Chick Angel TV. I am inches away from 100,000 subscribers. But anyways, I had showed the vlog, it might have been on an IG story, actually, of when I bought those balls at Big Lots. It was when I went to try to find Christmas ornaments. And I was like, ooh, we could do a whole snowball fight. Mm-hmm. My original plan was to rent a huge inflatable that would be in the backyard on Christmas, mm-hmm. and they'd be able to play on it throughout the day. I was going to invite over Denora and her family to be able to come play on it for a little bit or whatever. Just, you know, giving them something different. And it didn't happen. And a lot of things that we had planned did not happen this Christmas. And
nothing.
Yeah, nothing really happened. But we are going to tell you why after a word from our first sponsor. So, you guys, there are a lot of things in life that can just piss you off. And I know for women especially, skin issues can just be the most frustrating thing. Well, I know a lot of people have complimented me on my skin. I know one thing that irritates me is that when I do get acne, I scar. I get the hyperpigmentation if I get a pimple on my chin, best believe I'm going to have a dark spot after that pimple goes away. That's why I'm so excited for this episode to be sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Prescriptive acne treatments really work, but it's hard to get, especially this day and age when we're not really trying to go see doctors when we honestly don't have to. You can take time off work to see a doctor and sit in a line at a pharmacy for your medications. Well, that's what you would have to do until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. And then you just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored for you. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications so that you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. And let me tell you, I did their online questionnaire, and I want to say how quickly they got back to me. I want to say in less than 24 hours or about 24 hours, they got back to me really quick.
That is cool.
With what they felt like would be the best regimen for me and whatever skincare concerns that I have. Typically, you can't get an appointment with a dermatologist that right. quick, much less get them to respond to what you want to do for your skin and what your goals are. So I know, like I said, a lot of people ask me, Angel, what do you do for your skin? I have skin issues. I want to do something. I can't give you nothing, but what I can give you is a great code to Apostrophe for you to try, because the best thing for you to do, especially if you have skincare goals, is to go see a professional.
Yeah.
And while you can't go out into these streets nowadays, what you can do is download the app, fill out the questionnaire, take a couple of pictures, and get the plan that works for you. So, how does Apostrophe help with hyperpigmentations? Do you get dark marks after breakouts? This is what I'm saying. They can give you stuff, the oral and the topical stuff that will help treat that. Now, you can get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/argue.
Argue.
And use our code ARGUE.
Argue.
This code is only available to our listeners at Is This Going to Cause an Argument, okay? So you just go ahead and put that in. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/argue.
Argue.
Click Begin Visit, then use the code ARGUE.
Argue.
At sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. Excuse me. That is apostrophe.com/argue.
Argue.
And use that code ARGUE.
Argue.
To get your dermatology visit for $15 off. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. So yeah, definitely.
It's gonna sound like you just got a recorder saying
argue. Yeah, just argue. Argue. But no, for real, because I know, especially when you're a grown woman dealing with the acne, it is insane. I be feeling, I got friends.
It is what?
Insane.
It's what?
Insane.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm saying?
No.
Irritating.
Oh.
How you not know what I'm saying? Yes. No. It's just like.
I barely ain't supposed to understand.
But I know, especially as a grown woman, like it's something that we all kind of expect when we're teenagers. Mm-hmm. But when you out of those teenage years, or if you've had if you've had great skin like most of your life, and then all of a sudden your skin starts to act up, then listen, take advantage of this now. Don't wait and be like, it'll eventually clear up. Get the help you need. Okay. Yeah. All right. So. You guys.
Yeah.
Life got really dark and hectic in the Tanksley household. We recently found out that I'm pregnant with ideas.
You got me. I was like, oh, okay.
With ideas. ideas for future plans. And
oh, they mad. You a helper for that one. I know they like.
Yeah. No, what we really found out.
I found out, y'all. Had an inkling, but wasn't sure. I ended up with COVID.
If you all
COVID
remember.
COVID-19.
He's not just Kobe in real life.
Kobe. Kobe got me, y'all.
Kobe made love to my husband. Sweet, 19, sweet love.
40.
No, you're not going to cut. We're not making me do that much editing. Let me tell you. Let me get you all to understand. So y'all, you all saw the podcast. The last podcast
we shot. I was thinking about putting up another Kobe sketch for New Year's. And it's.
So you all saw the last podcast that we filmed. And you remember we were saying then, Marcus can't smell. Marcus
yeah, I couldn't smell for a second. And I was like, oh, I can. But we'll tell, because I want to educate people too. Yeah, I got the vid. So yeah, I couldn't smell.
Let's start at the top.
Okay, we'll start at the top. So
on Friday.
Friday, we went to the Tony Baker and Friends comedy show.
In order to attend, you had to take the COVID test.
Yes.
We took the COVID test, both negative.
Everybody's negative. So we were outside. It was cold. They said that was like the absolute coldest night that they've ever had. Like since they started doing even the Keep Your Distance comedy show, since that whole thing has started. You see that background. They said that was the coldest night they ever had. So I'm out there cold. I had a jacket. Thought about wearing a coat, but I was like, I ain't gonna need no coat. It ain't gonna get that cold. It did. It got freezing cold. Everybody was cold. So anyway, I'm out there shivering cold, getting the truck still cold. I get home, could not warm up. I was like cold all night. I came home.
You looked like an old elderly woman
blanket. Yeah, I came home, took a scalding hot shower. Like that water was so hot. I think I stayed in there for like 45 minutes just letting the hot water beat me. Got a shower. Still was like my core was cold.
Yeah.
You know, I still didn't completely warm up.
The next day, he is complaining about a little bit of a headache. And
my skin was sensitive.
And his skin was sensitive.
Yeah, you know how you get like when you get the flu, like your skin like feels tender and sensitive, whatever. I had that like on my back and arms and stuff. It was weird. And my first thought was I did like burn my skin in the shower. Like that's how hot that water was. But then that started going away.
Yes.
And then so Sunday, I got another test.
So, yes, so you all, we filmed.
Yeah, we did the podcast.
Did we do it on Sunday or did we do it later?
No, it was on Sunday. Sunday or Monday? No, it was Sunday. Maybe it was Monday.
No, we did it on Monday. We actually did it on Tuesday. We did it last minute.
We did do it on Tuesday.
So, Sunday, he went and got we paid buku money for him to do the PCR.
Did the PCR.
And to get it back immediately.
The most accurate test that they got.
And it came back. No. You went and stood in line. Sorry. You went and stood in line at an urgent treatment center. On Sunday, you got the PCR test.
Got the PCR test
It
on
takes
Sunday.
About 24 hours to come back.
24. That one took like a day and a half to get back.
So when it finally came back, it came back negative, right? But y'all remember, though, when we finally did film the podcast, we talked about the fact that Marcus, I walked into a room. Our bedroom and our bathroom smelled like poop. And I was like, dude, do you smell that?
And I smelled it earlier because I was in there and I walked out of the bathroom into the bedroom in our master bedroom. I walked out of our bathroom into our bedroom and I smelled it because that's why I was like, Kai, come here. I was like, did you mess on yourself or something? And I grabbed Amar, smelled him. I'm like, which one of y'all walked in here and let loose? I'm like trying to walk around and figure out where the smell is coming from because it is strong. Mm-hmm. And then, so I ended up not finding nothing. I checked the trash cans. I'm like, one of them done cut wind, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I walked out later on, probably like a couple hours later. Angel walks into the bedroom and she was like, oh my God, it stinks in here. I was like, yeah, I smelled it earlier. I walked in and I couldn't smell it.
But he couldn't smell it.
And I'm like, well, I definitely smelled it earlier. So,
and I was
of course,
like,
first thought, what? Can't smell it? So I run over, grab a candle. Okay, I can smell the candle. Maybe I just got used to the smell.
And I kept saying, sounds like COVID to me. And he was like, quit saying that. I was like, So, we go and do a podcast with friends.
Yeah.
We go over to a friend's house. We were invited for dinner. The people that we are normally around. We have a great time. We send Victory off the next day. She decided to go home early. Which I was a little stressed about because I still had the Mama Likes boxes. But I was like, my husband will be able to help me. We can get these boxes out. We'll finish clean shit. Well, he wakes up the next day. And he comes into, at some point in time in the day, he comes into the den where I'm at, packing boxes, taping Mama Likes boxes. And he sits on the stairs in the den. And
I had been up for a while. And I get up. This was Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get up, you know, take trash out, doing normal stuff, and I'm walking around, you know, just normal day. I feel fine. Everything's good. And I noticed something's a little off. I'm like, something's weird. I'm like, hold up. Mm-hmm. So I walk over, same candle, pick it up. Can't smell it.
Right.
Listerine. Can't smell it. I'm like, what the hell? Grab something else. Another candle or something, whatever. Can't smell it. And I just walk in the room. I'm like, Angel.
He sits down on the steps. No, you don't even say anything. He sits down on the steps. And his face is very telling. I can tell that something's wrong. I'm like, it's the face of when Marcus has done something wrong. So I look at him like, what? Like, I'm thinking he didn't got fired because he didn't cuss somebody out. Like, these are all the things running through my head. And he's like, I can't smell nothing. And I was like, all right, well, let's go get another test. I was like, it's that simple. I was like, let's just go get another test and see what's up. And he's like, oh, man, I was like, I find it strange. I said, you've tested so many times and it's come back negative. I said, but let's go ahead and find out. So we called our girlfriend, Denora, because she uses this one pharmacy. Because out here in California, because the whole nation is having a surge. But here in California, while there are several places to get tested, all of these places are overwhelmed. Where it used to be a thing where with Exer, you could go to one of the places. That's the urgent care.
Yeah.
You could go to one of the places.
It's a franchise urgent care, so there's a bunch of them.
At around 6 o'clock and still get a test done.
Yeah.
Not waiting in line. Now, you got to go early in the day and wait in a line if you want to get a test done.
Yeah, the last the test I did before I went to the place that the one Denora recommended, I was in line probably for about an hour and a half. And I got there early.
Yeah.
Early-ish. But by the time I got there, there was already a long line. And I'm in line for an hour, and I turn around and look behind me, and it's like people far beyond the point that I started.
Yeah. It's crazy out here.
Yeah.
So Denora was like, yeah, this is place. So I called them, and they were like, I told them what type of test we want to get my husband. And that is the rapid PCR test. So really quickly, not that I'm an expert, but because I've probably taken more tests than everybody on here combined. The way it works as far as in accuracy, the PCR test right now is industry standard when it comes to accuracy in finding out if a person potentially has COVID. And most of the time, those PCR tests have a turnaround time of a day to 2 to 5 days. So to get it in a rapid, like getting it back within a few hours, because the one he took, they were like, we'll tell you within 4 hours whether or not you have it. It costs a lot of money. It usually costs no lower than $300 to $400 to get done, sometimes more.
At that point, I was like, okay.
Where the antigen is usually the rapid test. That's the one that we got for Tony Baker's show. That's the one that we will be doing for my show, Crafts and Cocktails, before anyone comes on to set. That one is accurate typically only early on in incubation.
Right.
But it also will tell you if, you know, it tells you if you have COVID. And then the antibody test lets you know if your body has had COVID long enough that it has developed the antibodies to COVID. So
and that takes like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to after it's out of your system or after it's done, it takes like 2 to 3 weeks for that, for the antibodies to show up positive or detect that they're in you.
So, Marcus went and got,
Oh, they put COVID on their packages.
Oh, y'all. COVID ain't on y'all's packages. He didn't. I had to do the packages by myself. That's the whole point of this story.
Yeah, let us finish. Quit, jump to conclusions. God dang it.
So Marcus goes to get the test. He's gone, and I'm over here like stressing, trying
to get these. Y'all should be spraying everything that comes down in your house anyway.
You should.
Everything. Mail, everything. Amazon packages, spray it all down. Go ahead.
But also know that the virus can only last on surfaces for about 2 to 3 days. And nobody got their package within a day. I can tell you that right now. Now, before we get into what happened after Marcus got his test done, we're going to go to our next sponsor, the people who I was just chewing on before we started this podcast. I was over here smacking. Okay, so now that the holidays are over, it is all too common to set health goals and never stick with them. Okay? Well, that was the New Year's resolutions of the past. It is time for us to get to eating right. Now, you all know that me as a WW partner, I'm always constantly looking for like really fun snacks for me to eat, really like healthy things that I can eat, while also I eat what I want to eat as well. Well, here is a snack that I really enjoy, and that is the Monk Pack, okay? They have Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars, which contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and also the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar carbs without sacrificing taste. Now, let me tell you, I am not a keto type of chick, okay? I like to just have a broad range of things that I can eat. However, I do know a lot of people that like to do keto stuff. And I have done in the past, like things like the Atkins diet where the focus is you're removing all those simple carbs and stuff, and the stuff be nasty. That is not the case. I smashed their granola bars just now. Yes, I killed it. Okay.
Think she chewed.
It was so good. It was only 5 smart points. That thing was delicioso. So I can even say, even if you're not like a keto type of person, okay, these are delicious, healthy snacks. Okay. The Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars have a soft and chewy texture and come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. I ate the chocolate peanut butter. I'm not a coconut type of person, but you put a little chocolate on some something. Give me a little peanut butter. They're a perfect quick breakfast, a snack between Zoom calls, or a late night treat. In addition to being keto friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO. So no soy, trans fats, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. They taste incredible. You can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. So try it for yourself and see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and enter our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious and nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Okay, guys. Oh, and yeah, real quick, because I have the wrapper right here. Yeah, I had the peanut butter and dark chocolate. That thing was good. Bit of mug. Tow it up.
Where were we?
You went to take the test.
Yeah, couldn't smell. Went to take the test.
Oh, go
ahead. Oh, no. Came back positive. I'm like, what? I'm in the Mustang out cruising. On my way back to the house.
I'm over here hot at the house because I'm packing these boxes by myself. And I'm like, you know I'm packing these boxes. Where is he? Like, they need to swab your nose and you come back home. He busy trying to figure out, find Christmas gifts. Because
she ain't have nothing. She ain't have nothing. At this point, I'm confident. I'm like, ain't no way I got it. So anyway, ended up coming back positive. Like, I found out, like, right before, like, coming down the street to the house. And it just, like, ruined, like, you could imagine my heart, everything just dropped. I'm like, what?
He was
devastated.
He comes into the house. Now, I'm over here also thinking, ain't no way my husband got COVID. We didn't have him tested 2 times already. It's not coming back the 3rd time that it's positive.
And she's mad. And I done called her.
So I'm hot when he comes in, like, dude, you've been gone for forever, and you know the struggle that is before me. I have 300 in some odd boxes to ship up out of here.
My angel, I called you 3 times, but her whack-ass iPhone ain't letting nobody know calls come through, as it's still not.
So, no.
Trash.
People are able to call me. For some reason, you can't. So, he comes to the entryway of the den, and he's
that's like, when I sat on the steps.
He was like, he said, I got my test results back. And I said, okay, you negative? He was like, no, I'm positive. And I was like, stop playing. And he shows me his phone. It says it in big old red letters. Big old letters.
No, nah, that's how messed up we was. No. My name was in big red letters. Because I kept seeing it in positive in red, too. And I'm like, that actually says it right there in gray like the rest of them. No, but yeah. Massive, strong, bold letters, positive.
Positive, okay?
For the VID.
Oh, they said I must have blocked your number. Let me see. I might have blocked you by accident.
No, because it's off and on.
I don't know. Maybe the baby is blocking it.
You blocked it. I know how it is.
No, probably the baby.
I get it.
So he's like, what should I do? He's like, what should I do? I was like, go to the bedroom where you will be quarantined.
Don't act like you was just all like, go to the bedroom. You was just as messed up in the head as I was.
Absolutely. But in my messed upness, I was like, we're not all, the whole ship is not ready to be burnt down. Because obviously, we're thinking. Because
like, I'm devastated because for one, all right, I got it. Two, that entire day, the day before, Amar has been on my chest the entire, like most of the day. Like the whole time we was kicking it with friends, like most of the time he was right here. I'm holding him the whole time. I'm sleeping right beside Angel. I'm like, it's not only me, it's my family, friends, like everybody. This is my fault that I have spread this to all of these different families. And like, it's just like messed me all up.
So he's over here devastated. And I'm like, go to the room, right? Get out. What's up, Sharice Johnson, who is new to the Patreon? How you doing? We see you in the comments. So I'm like, go to the room. That's where you're going to be quarantined at, right? And he's like, okay, so he's in the room now. No, Christmas, it's not Christmas
this
yet.
This is the 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve.
So I, in my brain, am like, okay, Angel, we have multiple things we need to do. But the first is, I've already printed off these shipping labels.
She's worried about her boxes. I'm like, the hell with y'all in these boxes?
I'm worried about you, too. But I'm also like, I don't know if it's some federal law, but I would assume so, that if you buy something and have it postmarked, that you can't just be holding on to that thing.
Yeah, it's true. Well, no, it ain't no law. If it is a law against it, people have been breaking it for me.
I'm sure people break it all the time, but I don't think it's legal. So I've already printed off a bunch of shipping labels. And I'm like, I have to get these out. So I am.
For like 4 days, Angel's like completely stressed out because that's like her life.
I was like, okay.
I hear is her yelling at the kids and getting stressed out, throwing stuff, losing stuff.
Listen, I had them kids working. I paid them because they were working. I had them kids working. I think they worked 3 hours straight on those boxes. The twins, too. Little Marcus. I was like, we got to get... It was just the first chunk of boxes because I had already, like I said, printed out the goddamn old labels thinking, my husband's about to help me. We going to get these out. Boo, boo, boo. So I lost his help. I got them sent off. Well, then on the 24th, I was like, well, I already made up in my mind on the 23rd, early in the morning, me and the kids, I'm going to get them up. We're going to get in the car. We're going to first try to go to the urgent care. The reason why we like to get tested at the urgent care is because
we
got to
get the family tested. So now we got to make sure. Yeah. All right. If I've had it, if I pass it on to them, I had to pass it on like as soon as it was available for me to pass on to people.
Right.
Because this is who I'm around. So we had to get them tested. So they went out and got tested.
So I get us up. Me and the kids. Now, mind you, I have been up until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning taping up boxes. Okay. Man, I wake up the kids at 7 o'clock. I'm like, y'all can keep on y'all pajamas. Just get in the car. I get them in the car. And I go to the urgent care because the urgent care, we can get tested for free. I pull up. The urgent care opens at 9. I pull up at 8 a.m. There's a line wrapped around the building, wrapped around the corner of the building. Yeah. And I'm just
You got to understand, out here, people will show up 3 hours before something opens. just to wait. I mean, just to go in right away and you still don't get in right away. It's almost worth showing up about 6 hours after the place opens and waiting in line probably 15 minutes.
So I'm just like, oh my God, there's already this many people. And I'm not going to have my kids get out the car, but I also don't want to be out of the car that long and in line with people who are possibly are negative, right? I mean, positive, excuse me. So then I try another place. They ain't got no line. I walk up and y'all do COVID testing? And they're like, yes, we do. There's only two people in the lobby. Bet, let's go. We only do it for companies. And I should have, listen, that's what I was about to go through the whole thing of, okay, so I am a company and my kids are currently my employees because I've been having them. But they probably wanted employee insurance and all this other stuff. So I was like, whatever. I then go to another place. They're like, if you hurry up and go onto our website, you can try to set an appointment and then you go around the back and we do the testing. And I'm like on the phone and I'm like, it's saying you all don't have today available. We'll just keep trying and maybe you'll get through. So then there's another place that also has like a bunch of different, like it's kind of a chain, but you have to pay for it. And I was just like, praise God. The end of 2020 was good for me financially. So I was like, I'm just paying for everybody.
Yeah, so she calls me. I'm filling out stuff online to help her because it's all five of them. So then you got to go online and fill out all this information for every single person. So
yeah,
she's like, go to this website, fill this out. So I'm here mentally in agonizing pain.
Yes.
Doing that. Y'all, it
was so the much. The
worst time.
So we get all five tests.
Finally.
Take it. And so we did the PCR that I was talking about that gives you a 2 to 5 day window before they tell you. But I was like, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to be around people. Me and the kids will be quarantined together. Marcus will be quarantined by himself because we know without a doubt that he's positive. And I was like, we'll just assume that we are a negative, could be positive group. And if like one of the kids turn out positive, then we all just going to pretend we got COVID right now. That's all we can do. So, I drop off all the boxes that I had from the night before. I just wanted to get those out. And then I come home. Okay, so this is the 24th, okay? Now, mind you, and I'm going to admit this, and it's my bad, but it is what it is. I had plans on doing grocery shopping, all this stuff for Christmas. Now that we've been exposed to him, I'm not supposed to be out the house just in case I am positive. I tried to order groceries. They're like, yeah, you can get it on the 26th.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to be out here in the streets. I was like, dear God, please, if I have COVID, please cover everyone around me. I pray I don't. But we need food in this goddamn house so that we can eat. So I get Amar to sleep. Bring all the kids are home. I get Amar to sleep. Big Marcus, he's still locked up in his room.
In my cell.
And Marcus, before we continue with where I was at, Marcus, this man, he loves his family, obviously, and he loves his friends. So the weight of the fact that he's had COVID been around people, Marcus is a puddle of tears. He's a
mess. Like, I'm done. Like, for one, I'm in the room. I have nothing to do but watch. I finished Netflix and Hulu. Of course, not the first couple. The first couple of days, I'm just in there looking up research. Like, all right, what are the possibilities of this? So, of course, I'm looking at everything, the hills and valleys of it. Ain't no hills of it. But the fact that, all right, I have it, somebody else gets it, they could possibly have it. It's not just that my family that's affected. There's other people because I was around them. So I'm thinking about all of this, and I won't know anything for sure for 14 goddamn days or possibly longer, because if I gave it to somebody and we're still waiting on everybody's test to come back, if they have it, all right, they could call me, oh, Mark, yeah, I ended up getting it too. I'm like, goddamn, well, how bad is theirs going to get? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If one of them got it, if Marcus got it, he's got asthma, how bad is his going to get?
My mama.
Her mom, everybody. And like all of this weight is right like on my chest. And I'm sitting there, and I ended up calling, this is days later after I started, you know, after that mentally, after got everybody's results and everything, I ended up calling one of my friends, who ended up getting it earlier on when all this happened. And he said he ended up hyperventilating really bad, thinking he had shortness of breath, because, of course, that's one of the symptoms, because, you know, it's a respiratory disease. I didn't know if I had shortness of breath or if that was the same thing. Anxiety built up. I'm like in there, like losing my mind. Every time I see them, I'm just like, oh, the kids want to come see you. And they just sitting there waving at me. How can that not break a man down?
He was just like no. Walking away, crying. I was just couldn't, like, all right, we're going to leave daddy alone. So back to me trying to shop. Oh, no, I did try. Somebody was like, you shipped or Instacart. I tried all of the carts. Yeah, this is all New of Year's the ships. Eve.
Everybody's getting stuff shipped.
Christmas Eve.
I mean, yeah, Christmas Eve.
But nobody trying to give us food. And I was just like, I didn't.
The people that deliver the food's trying to get food right now.
I was just like, on top of my kids not going to have their daddy for Christmas, my husband not going to have his family for Christmas, I was like, I don't care what the f- I have to do. I'm going to get some food. We're going to have some good food for Christmas. And we're going to have a jolly good time.
That's them guns of us. When things get bad, you just go rob other people.
Pop, get me some grits and some shrimp.
Cook it first.
So I quickly did grocery shopping while Amar was asleep. So the kids were all here with Big Marcus. And I was just like, hopefully, you know, nothing goes down. Big Marcus is right there within earshot. It worked out that I was able to get home and everything was like copacetic. So they had an adult around. They just didn't have an adult that could actually do anything.
Yeah. Then fast forward a little bit.
Wait, no. Because this is both of our story. Get home with the groceries. There's no one to help me wrap these goddang on gifts. Granted, you don't really do gift wrapping.
Yeah, I do.
Of mine and your mama's gifts.
I do. Yeah, I did the kids too last year. We split all that in half.
Oh, here. But usually in Kentucky, you don't.
All right. It's been almost 3 years. It's been 3 years since we've been in Kentucky.
This was year number two, babe.
Two? All right, 2 years.
Okay. Like I said, I forgot the last year.
Of the two of us, I am the better gift wrapper.
He is. I hate it. And then when I'm rich, that's the first thing that I am taking off my plate. I'm hiring people.
You hire me.
I sure as hell will.
I charge bank, though. Like, that costs more than the gift.
Fine. Hey, that's how much
this,
I hate it.
But this wrapper's going to be lavish. It's lavish.
So I'm up until 3 o'clock in the den. Wrapping Christmas gifts. The house is hot. I am now hot. When I get overheated, I feel sick.
Everything makes Angel feel sick that's not comfortable.
I'm hot, feeling
cold,
sick.
Pain, her head band too tight, a cut on her finger, shoes too small. Angel feels sick.
Wrapping these gifts and I'm like, oh, Father God. Oh.
Well, of course, she telling me that. Of course, I'm like, well, here we go.
Oh, Father God, I don't feel good. Not to mention, okay, so this is until 3-something in the morning.
Yeah, see, we look fuzzy.
My kids, that's on, okay, well, you know what? It is what it is.
That's the trash iPhone, y'all. Go ahead.
My kids wake up obviously early as hell because it's Christmas. And that just recently happened. It just became fuzzy for them.
Yeah, it's probably the stream.
sorry, you guys, and sorry for podcast listeners. I know we're like, what are you all talking about? It's because we are live streaming and our stream just, I guess, deteriorated a little bit. But hopefully it'll come back in.
It's coming in and out. It's coming back a little bit.
So hopefully it'll clear up, guys. I think it's just our internet connection. So I get up the next morning early. I start making whatever I'm making for Christmas breakfast. I am hoping, because my pastors asked me to sing at Christmas. They asked, one, for a sketch, which we turned in, thank God, the Christmas sketch that a lot of people got to see. And they asked for me to sing.
Yeah, the sketch we ended up completing, they asked for all this stuff a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Angel's been going and hadn't had any sleep.
So,
like, my angels hadn't had any sleep and been working like crazy.
Because you got the day before when I'm like, I got up early to get our COVID test. And then we got Christmas morning. I done got up early after staying up wrapping the gifts. So, and then I'm hot. So I'm not feeling 100%. I'm feeling like 35%. And I'm like, God, did I get COVID? And sure enough, the pastor's assistant calls and was like, did you get the Zoom link? So that you can sing.
We were like, oh, y'all remember?
Right. And I'm not sure if y'all remember the meme where the dog comes up in the window and it's like the dog is asleep. Oh, it's like that is what I looked dead. So I had to hurry up. I put on a cute little head tie and some lipstick and a little bit of makeup. And I sang some Silent Night, right? And it was great. Whoop-de-woo. We're opening up gifts now. Because we were waiting until my mother was able to get on. So my mother couldn't come. My mother had to spend Christmas by herself because we couldn't have her over here with COVID potentially walking around in our house. So she's having to like do Facebook portal in. And then Marcus is having to watch us open gifts from the kitchen.
From the kitchen, masked up.
And I want you to tell them how you felt. Let me tell y'all,
this was...
But before you do, let's go to our last sponsor. Pipette. Now, let me tell you, through this whole situation, me and Pipette became really good friends because that was the stuff that I used in the guest bathroom to keep the baby clean and washed and just feeling so just squeaky clean. Pipette is a clean baby brand and mommy care brand with the mission, to give every family the best start. Any parent that wants the best for their children, and that includes using only the safest products on their delicate skin. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes. And right now you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. Pipette sets the standard of clean and best performing products. While the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients in skincare, Pipette bans more than 2,000, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and use only non-toxic ingredients available. Pipette products are also EWG verified, vegan, hypoallergenic, sustainable, pediatrician, and dermatologist approved. Now, Pipette also has a hand sanitizer, which we all know hand sanitizer is really important right now in life. It was important before, but right now, everybody needs to have hand sanitizer. Pipette's $5 hand sanitizer is infused with soothing skincare ingredients, plus germ-dominating 65% ethyl alcohol. The fragrance-free Pipette hand sanitizer uses similar ingredients to its other products. The antimicrobial sanitizer contains 65% ethyl alcohol, which exceeds the CDC's recommendation of 60% alcohol in hand sanitizers for effectiveness. Eliminates 99.9% of all harmful germs and bacteria. Skin stays protected and soft, non-sticky, lightweight gel, fast absorbing, no rinsing required, safe and healthy for the whole family. What we want you to do, because this is safe and healthy, it's a safe and healthy solution for the whole family. We want you to go visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with our code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Again, visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with our promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE. Real quick, y'all. Yes, seems like the live stream, y'all can't see us. I can still see it on mine for some reason. It is what it is, y'all. We can't do nothing about that. We apologize
that it is so blurry. We think it's probably something with the internet. But just listen in, if anything.
Yeah, and it'll be up on Wednesday.
It'll be up. The visual will be up. At least you
hear it firsthand here. So anyway, I'm sitting in the kitchen, you know, full. This entire time, I don't step in the house. I don't step outside of the room, whether if I could, because I can go to the backyard from our master bedroom. So I'm going through the backyard to the kitchen. I'm fully masked up every time, gloves on, usually only there for a short amount of time, except for when they were opening gifts. And watching my family open gifts from the kitchen, it was like eerie and surreal. It was like literally watching a family without me. Mm-hmm. Like as if I was gone. I had died, literally. Mm-hmm. And it was like the most like heart wrenching thing. It hurt. Mm-hmm. Like it really did hurt. I watched the whole thing. It ain't like I was in there just like by that point I had cried enough. Like I couldn't cry no more.
That
I was
baby.
Heart was already hurting. Stomach was already turning.
That baby.
Everybody showed up. By the way, we didn't even get to that part. Everybody came in negative.
Well, yeah, we didn't know on Christmas.
Oh no, I'm sorry. We didn't know on Christmas. Mm-mm. We found out Angel and the twins were negative. Before Christmas, we didn't know Amar and Marcus was negative until like Monday or Tuesday. And then everybody that we were around for that duration, they ended up waiting the 5 days, 5 or 6 days before they got tested. And then another day before they got their results, everybody else was negative. So that was definitely the silver lining.
Oh, no. So wait a minute. So Christmas, I'm feeling worse, worse, and worse, and worse, right?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't done with the...
Well, because you already told them that I was negative, but I didn't know this yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know I was negative yet. We end up in the backyard. So Marcus is in one part of the backyard. I'm in another part. And I'm he's masked up. I'm eating. He's further away. And I was like, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, because I already know my husband's heart can't take too much, right? I already know he's at the brink. But I also need him to know, dude, I don't feel good. I feel like poop.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, how you doing? I said, I'm be honest, I don't know. I said, if you would have asked me from 1 to 10 how I feel like a 3.
Yeah. I'm like, well, go take a nap because you haven't had any sleep.
He was like, maybe if you have a nap. I was like, I'm hoping because I'm exhausted. And then I take my head wrap.
Yeah, we in the backyard.
And I scoot it back off of my head.
Per usual.
And I was like, oh. I said, there it is. I said, I'm at a 6 now, just with the head wrap off. Had the head wrap on too tight. So it was giving me a bit of a headache. Which, when I get a headache, like, I'm one of those people, one thing could be wrong.
And everything goes wrong.
But my whole entire body reacts to it. It's not like, oh, you got a stuffy nose. No, the stuffy nose is going to give me a headache. The headache is going to make my whole body go abort mission. We're done. So
literally everything makes Angel feel sick. If it's anything that's not comfortable, sick. Instantly. Yes. It don't even matter what it is.
So definitely.
Hangnail. She don't feel good. Sick. So anyway.
I took my nap. I felt better.
Yeah, took her nap. She felt better. But that day, of course, at the time, we didn't know. Everybody was negative or whatever. So anyway, watching them, and it was just like, what in the entire hell is going on? Like, how did this year, I understood how this year could have turned out like this, but how did this turn up? And the most difficult part about the whole thing is not understanding or realizing how I ended up contracting it. If any of you all were to come with me and be with me for an entire 24 hours or an entire week, and if you see how I conduct myself at work, in public, when I get home, how I disinfect I disinfect my phone. I could treat everything as if it's contaminated. Everybody's masked up around me. I don't let nobody come around me without masks. I stopped wearing the gaiters a long time ago because it was rubbing my beard thin right here. So I stopped doing that. I don't let anybody come within my vicinity. I hold a lot of meetings at work, but it's out in the field. We in the literally either outside or in an empty terminal, and everybody is standing so far apart you couldn't throw a rock, and probably because we are like yelling to each other, and it's like we're inspecting something. All right, go over there and inspect it. You know what I'm saying? And when you're done, I'm gonna go look at it. That's how far apart we are. So the only not realizing how I got it is what was the most difficult part of it. I could see if I was like, oh, I was in the grocery store and, oh, yeah, I forgot to wash my hands when I got home from the store. I would have been like, of course, that's it. I cannot trace one time. The only thing I could possibly think of is, like I said, the building that we're building does not have public in it. Nobody is in it except for the people building it. The only possible thing I could think of is if I stepped on the elevator or I got on the elevator after a group of people that was on the elevator and on there talking. Maybe they had their mask off. Maybe somebody got on the elevator and coughed or sneezed and, you know, 2 minutes later came to my floor or whatever and I got on the elevator. That's the only thing I literally can't think. And that's the most scary part is just like, how did this possibly happen?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and I'm still there. I'm just like, what is this? That people have been texting me from work. I've had no kind words because I got it from work. I know that for sure.
Because y'all know,
the other part, I had just started my vacation on the 18th.
He just started
the 18th on that Friday was my last day at work before tomorrow. Oh,
that hurt my heart.
And I'm like, literally, so I already let him know at work. None of this counts toward my vacation. This is all sick time. This is all COVID time. Whatever y'all allowed us, that's what I'm using. My vacation starts when I feel better. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to agree with it. I think they're expecting me back to work tomorrow, but technically I still got sent. Real quick, go ahead and say what you were going to say, because I'm going to talk about the aftermath.
Oh, so Jesus. You. Oh, so I went and got retested on Monday. Not Monday, on Wednesday. I came back negative again. Mm-hmm. The other thing that had me, one reason why we were big silent on all of this is that I had jobs starting on the 4th. I had a job starting on the 4th. And I knew that if I were to even say a beep, beep about there being COVID in my house, they were going to recast me. And I was just like, we got to keep this quiet. And we got to see where this all like lands and how. Luckily, that show got pushed a week, so I'm in the clear regardless. But it was just like I didn't know what was going to happen, so I was just like, we can't say nothing about it. I said we're not. I mean, not that we were in any type of hurry to say anything about it, but I'm also like, we were like,
I wasn't mentally in the. I almost wasn't ready to talk about it on this podcast.
I'm sure.
I was like, it's too soon for me. I ain't ready to talk about it.
So that's the reason why y'all got the best of podcast at the end, because it was just like, I knew we had to do a podcast because we had already sold ads. So legally,
yeah.
I was like, okay. So then it became a thing of, all right, Angel, find the videos that you can put in this best of. I made Marcus do it. Once I knew Marcus's health was not going to deteriorate any further than what it had, other than his biggest thing had been headaches, which had kind of faded, but then they came back.
Yeah.
And then not being able to smell. So once I knew my husband was safe, I'd already claimed that my kids were safe. I wasn't even going to let that spirit come up in here. Yeah. I was like, my kids are healthy. There's nothing that's going to happen to them. I was like, because if I go down that spiral, this whole house is getting burnt down. already claimed.
Because the thing is, like, once I got in there and mentally I got better, because it's like the first week is like I couldn't do anything. Like, I went in there with the mind, told myself the mindset, you know what? I planned on started working out this break. I ain't worked out in like over a year, y'all. So I'm like, oh, I can just be in the room doing my push ups, sit ups, crunch, whatever. Wasn't doing none of that. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, and two, I was like, again, I didn't know if I was having respiratory issues because I was high anxiety. Mm-hmm. I was in there high anxiety, and it's just like, my respiratory ain't right no way. My respiratory system ain't right no way. And then, so now the aftermath of it is like, I have developed, here's the thing. I want everybody, and I just want people to know the signs to look out for, because they say shortness of breath. They say loss of taste, loss of smell. They say all these warning signs, and people think that these warning signs are going to be severe, and they won't. Mm-mm. Your taste, now I started looking up, it's called anosmia,
whatever. One of you all also told us on the podcast,
anosmia. And it's not a sudden loss of your smell. It's gradual. It's very minor. It's like, usually I have a very keen sense of smell. Angel will tell you, it's like, if she got some, anosmia. She's got something is like, don't smell right. She'd be like, Marcus, smell this. I'm like, I ain't got to smell it. I can smell it from Mary. It's bad. So me losing a little bit of my smell, sense of smell, I can't tell, because usually I can smell pretty good. And this is like sense of taste. Maybe you eat something, you're just like, oh, it tastes a little bland. Your first thought may be, oh, they just didn't season it that much. And that could last for days, you know, and it'd be very, very minor. And then, of course, from doing research and watching videos and other people from having similar things, it's like one guy said, you know, they say a cough, you know, a dry cough or whatever. One guy that said he had it, he didn't even have a cough. He just...
That was it.
That's all he had to do, like, every 3 or 4 hours. That was it. Mm-hmm. It's like how... And so that's how minor these symptoms can be. Two, and I've... Again, doing research, I realized now I've developed tinnitus. For y'all that don't know, tinnitus is when you have ringing or buzzing or a noise in your ear, or you constantly hear something when it's quiet. Some people it's worse for others. It usually comes from people that work around loud environments, people that's been in like active battle zones. It happens to construction industry. If they don't protect their ears, wear ear protection, they get it. It's like a constant ringing or a constant noise in your ear. At least you think you hear something, but it's not there. It's just ear damage, a slight hear loss. And I found out that some people's gets worse when they have COVID. Others people's develop it during COVID. And it seems like it's something that I've developed. Thank God it's not bad.
Right.
Like just us talking, just me hearing something outside drowns it out. But if I'm in a quiet room and setting and not hearing nothing, like I was in that room, it's loud.
Yeah.
It's loud. That headaches up and down. I stepped out of the house today to go get retested. It's negative. Praise God.
That was the second retest. That first retest
was still positive.
It said, you positive, and brother. Go ahead, get back in the house.
It was not like a surprise, but it was just disappointing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one came up negative. But
y'all got to understand, this is my first time being able to physically, today is my first time being able to physically touch my husband.
And my hands have been everywhere. You understand me? They've been all over the place. You understand me? I mean, just walking around the house, smelling my fingers. So yeah, like today. But again, I went outside for the first time. I'm driving and like slight confusion. You know, it's just like, it seems like a lot's going on. Like I'm standing outside. It's like, oh my God. It's like a lot's going on. I'm driving. And I was like, am I going to have to pull over and have Angel come get me? Because it's been, that's one of the symptoms again. It's just like confusion, maybe one of those things. Mine's not like severe. It's just like, all right, it seems really busy out here.
Yeah.
Like normally I wouldn't pay attention. I'll listen. This would be nothing. I drive with ease. But now it's just like, I'm having to be cautious. It's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
So that's the afterthought, but I'll take that over anything. This whole thing, I do see a silver line in it. I feel extremely blessed that this is as bad as it got. Yeah. My smell is probably 85% back, 75-80% back. I can still smell, I can smell things, but I know I can't smell things as good as I did.
As well as you used to be able to, yeah.
But that's, you know, hopefully it'll come back fully. I never lost my sense of taste. I could always taste. Never lost it. And that's how, what's crazy is me having these minor symptoms, or anybody else having these extremely minor symptoms, how you can pass that on to somebody else and it'd be devastating for them.
Yeah.
As far as them being hospitalized and can't breathe. And that's what was going through my mind. It's like somebody with just a little clearing of the throat, or me just losing 10% of my odor could kill somebody else.
Right.
Could literally take somebody's life. So at the end of the day, I do feel very blessed. I thank God that it didn't affect anybody else I was around.
Yeah.
That was the biggest takeaway. That was definitely the silver lining. But going through it, I can see why people, if they're not even having respiratory issues, I can see why people, like my friend I talked to, he said he was hyperventilating really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just definitely just y'all stay safe. That's the journey that I took. Again, I cannot say how I got it. That's probably the scariest part.
The only people that he is around outside of work are people that I work with.
Yeah.
And everybody that I work with, we get tested on a regular basis. Prior to the Tony Baker Comedy Show, I have just been tested on that Thursday. Then I was tested on that Friday. So like,
yeah, and I was tested on that Friday, and I was tested on that Sunday.
So we,
the week before, actually 3 weekends leading up to that, I got tested every single weekend.
Yes. Me and Marcus have been tested the Friday before.
Yeah. And before that and before that. It was like 3 weekends in a row, but not including that weekend. So I basically tested every single weekend in the month of December.
So the people in that I am around, which, and also I don't work as often as Marcus. I'm only around people in the physical form as far as in work at most once every 2 weeks, because the podcast is now virtual for a little bit. So where Marcus has to go in and physically be around people and around environments where people have been for a long period of time. So it's unlikely that he got it from any place other than
because that was Angel's thought was, you know, oh, you possibly could have got it, you know, from me. But when she came up negative, oh, fast forward to, when did I talk to my cousin, Takiya?
Yesterday.
I talked to my cousin and I was just getting, actually, no, day before yesterday.
So his cousin is a, she's a nurse, but like,
she's
a higher end nurse. Yeah, we're not talking about just not to say anything wrong with an RN.
No, nothing wrong with an RN, but she runs the like nursing department at University of Kentucky. Like she's has a very high ranking position. Just tell you the type of power she got. When my dad had cancer, there was a long wait list to get him into a certain place, and they found out he was related to her, and they put him. They didn't bump anybody out. They was like, no, we're gonna make room for him. But anyway, she's like got some power. She's been doing it for, she's been in the medical industry for most of my life, a majority of my life. Probably, I think since I was 10, 9, 8, something like that. Anyway, so I called her to just get her opinion on when, because that's the other part. I didn't know when I should come out of quarantine because I tested negative on Friday, the 18th. I tested negative again on that Sunday. I didn't show up positive until that Wednesday. And all the research says you should, all the websites and CDC say from your point of contact, wait 10 to 14 days. Like, I had to have contact the week of the 18th. Let's count it from the 18th. Is that when I should come out?
Yeah.
Or do I test from the point of when I tested positive? It's like, by the time you test positive, you've already had it for at least two days.
Yeah. They say, like, 3 to 4 days you've already had it when you test positive.
So I just, I gave her a call to get her just take on, you know, when I should stop quarantining and everything. And we thought Saturday. She said, to be safe, just go off that Sunday. Let's say you just got it on that Sunday, even though you weren't around people that could have gave it to you. But let's just be safe Sunday, so you come out of quarantine this coming Sunday. And that's to be absolutely safe, to make sure, just so you know you're not coming out. She said by Wednesday, if you wait till Wednesday, that's overdoing it or whatever. So that's what we ended up doing. But what she, we got kind of got into the vaccine talk and everything, and I got her take on just being a medical professional. So I do want to say this, because I did not know this. When they come out with this vaccine, which, you know, if do your research on the vaccine. After talking to her, I do feel very confident about the vaccine. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but from having this conversation, she did explain that if you have the vaccine, or if you know somebody that has the vaccine, they may not be able to get COVID. However, they can still have it and pass it to other people.
And I think they can be a carrier. They can be a carrier. Even if the disease is not affecting them.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they're immune, they can be a carrier and pass it on to other people. And I think that's one key thing that I don't think people understand about this. So that was what was scary talking to her. I was like, oh, God dang, really? Yeah. But anyway, that's just wanted to let y'all know that. So,
Real quick,
say what you don't say. Angel thought I was gonna tickle her arm.
No, what if you got it when you were in line at Exer, walking behind all those people?
I mean, for that to happen, it would have been had to been multiple people around me that had it. Like, I would have had to be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it couldn't, but it, yeah, that's possible. Like, Exer is the place that I went to.
That was the urgent care that had the very long line.
It was a really long line. Granted, we were, when I tell you, it was probably like
10 feet between each person at least.
15. There was a black chick standing behind me. We holding a conversation and she's standing so far. We're like, everybody that's having a conversation is like talking loud. Everybody has a mask on. I made sure of that. In fact, a lot of us, and I actually started the trend, like instead of a single file line, we were standing staggered. So like the person in front of me is like 10, 15 feet in front of me, but if they're against the wall, I'm standing at the edge of the sidewalk.
Because you were in line for an hour and a half. That's a good breeding ground right there.
It's possible.
And that would have given it enough days to permeate in your system, but if you bank.
At the same time, it's like, if I got it from that, then this thing is really scary, because that means you can get it from somebody walking down the street.
Yeah, that's why people got to wear masks.
Everybody, it don't matter.
But no. It's not just walking down the street. You were with these people for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's the difference between passing someone.
But two, the other thing is, I think it's this. I hate that people made masks political. Because people's like, oh, I'm not afraid of getting COVID, but you should be afraid of passing COVID.
And the
mask keeps you from passing it. It doesn't protect you that much from getting it, from contracting it. It protects other people from you.
Yeah, but if other people wear masks, then you all are protecting
each
other.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody needs to be masked up at all time. But that was the end of our 2020, so...
The kids are doing okay. They were excited to be able to touch and see their daddy. Yes. Daddy, once he saw the kids.
I saw him. I hugged him. I broke down.
He was just
a
crying.
I squeezed him.
I was going to vlog
like
it.
Old punk bitch.
And I did not realize he was already crying. I was about to be like, you guys, I'm seeing my...
I said, no.
He said, mm-mm.
Take
said,
that bullshit on somewhere. You got time for that.
So I'm getting to be near my husband, even though we were still quite nervous of the fact that we are around each other.
Yeah, I'm still like, it's not like, hey, family, I'm back. It's like, I'm still literally nervous about being around them.
I'm going to get a test in 3 days just to make sure that like nothing popped off. We ain't going to be kissing each other in the mouth for a little bit.
I might kiss some other things, though.
Oh, my gosh, sir.
What?
You're so nasty.
I'm going to kiss some other thing.
Y'all, so that it was the end of our 2020.
This ain't going to cause no argument. I can tell you that right
now. It is, because I said no. But yeah, that's what happened at the end of our 2020, and it was hard. It was hard holding down. The one, you know how excited I get about you getting on vacation. You know I love it as a surprise.
Let me tell you, I needed this vacation. I ain't been on vacation all goddamn year. I was looking forward to this vacation for like 3 months. Like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I just need to get off. I can't wait till that last day so I can just kick back, enjoy my family. Wake up, go to sleep. We can just relax. We're going to hustle and bustle through the goddamn holidays and we're going to enjoy it. And when I...
And not only do I think of spending time with you, I also love the fact that I have a partner in parenting, that it's not me all day. And then when you come home, that's when I get a partner. And when it turned to with your loud, horrible phone.
Yeah, it's because it works. I bet yours don't do it. Let me call you.
Hey, shut up. When it turned to Angel, it's you 24/7. Ain't nobody coming to relieve you. Get it. I had a bunch of mental breakdowns in my head, and I just said, I put them in a little pocket purse, a little change purse, and I said, you'll unpack this later. You got stuff to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, you just internalize all of that.
No, my God, I did. I mean,
I got years of internalized stuff.
The monologues in my head on top of getting out mama likes. And with these kids, and then also because I know his love language is physical touch, and I know he needed love, and I could not give it to him, so I'm over here cooking up crap left and right. I'm like knocking on his door, like
there's an archery on the wall. She took care of me, y'all. She really did. It was just the subtle, just the knock on the door, and I just go to the door and open it, and every time there was something to eat sitting there, it's like, thank you, babe. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I said it every time, too. Like, he did. Thank you so much.
He was like, thank you.
Because I was not expecting all that. I did expect, like, all right, everybody vacate the kitchen so I can go in there and fix me something and spray everything down, or a text like, hey, you going to fix something, or we going to order something? You want me to order it, and you just bring mine around? But she did take care of me, so I appreciate it. Once again. You had to take care of me.
You got you.
Y'all, this year. Oh, 20.
Oh, boy, yeah. I forgot your back was 2022.
My back was 2020.
I need a vacation. I'm going somewhere, y'all. Y'all might not see me for like 3 days. Ain't nobody going to see me. Not even you.
Y'all,
the
next time I go to the gun range, I'm going to make a target thing that says 2020.
It's already gone. 2020's already gone. We got to deal with her big sister 2021.
2021 is the good sister.
We better hope.
I know.
She better.
Because last time you talked like that, I had COVID, so shut up.
Last time I talked like what?
When I was like, hey, just be positive, and you still stayed on that negative.
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm saying don't focus on 2020.
No, I'm going to focus.
She gone.
I'm going to put my focus right at the crosshairs of 2020.
She gone. We're going to deal with her sister.
Hopefully she's burning in hell.
All right, guys. We're going to let you all go. Again, we want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Pipette, Monk Pack, and what was the last one that we did?
Apostrophe. Oh, man shit. That's my beard and body butter, y'all.
Tell
100% natural.
Tell them.
My beard and body butter that I make, I use it.
Muscle.
I got some orders. If you are watching live or podcast, I'm getting those out. Of course, I didn't want to be making y'all's man shit with COVID. I had to put that on hold. It's going to go out very soon now that I'm negative. But man shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. Check that out. I have a scented version coming out very, very soon. Real quick, Patreon, people watching right now, has anybody tried the queen shit?
Yes, they have. And we're going to talk more about it. If you all don't know about queen shit, don't worry. We're going to let you all know in a later podcast when it's available to everyone. But until next time, make sure you all are rating and reviewing us wherever you're listening to it, listening to this podcast. Make sure you're following us. I am That Chick Angel across all platforms. He is Marcus Ain on the gram on Instagram and Marcus Ain on the book on Facebook. Check out his series, Tasting with Tank. You can check out my series, Crafts and Cocktails, on my YouTube channel, as well as subscribe to the Kev on Stage app, where you'll get half of the season, as well as other fantastic shows. And join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Until next time, you all be blessed. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.